nerdy. Think I'm just too white and nerdy. Can't you see I'm white and nerdy? Look at me, I'm white and nerdy. I wanna roll with the gangsters.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Nerd Up. Today I've got Ethan.
Hi.
Asa.
Why?
Lindsay.
What are you doing?
Billy. Allie.
Dead air.
Thanks, Allie.
Anyway, no. Hey, I'm not Jesse.
No, really?
Wow.
Jesse and Dalton and Mandy are off this week. They're actually in Indianapolis.
Yep.
Yeah, catching the
Colts
game.
They were more interested in football this week.
Yeah, it's a big week for them. I mean, they're really excited. I'm happy that they're there. We miss them, though. But this, I think this would have been the third week without Nerd Up.
Second, because we missed Christmas.
Oh, we did the half show.
Yeah.
The half show, that's right. I missed half an episode.
Yeah, you got sick when we had to fill the second half.
Yeah, so I decided, hey, let's, Jesse said, hey, do you want to do Nerd Up? No, that's a lie. I asked him if I could do it. I'm not going to lie to you guys. So my name is Shannon Young. I'm your filling in for Jesse this week here on Nerd Up. You, of course, know me from Pro Wrestling Unscripted with my friend Asa Gray down at the end of the table.
Yes.
Also, Mr. 100 and the Five-Star Man with my friend Asa Gray down at the end of the table. And Tanner Thursday with Lindsay.
Hi.
And Ethan's back.
Hi. It's good to be back.
It's good to see you.
It's good to see you too, buddy.
This is the first official show of 2017, and I'm really sad Jesse couldn't be here because this is monumental, and I know he would have wanted to do it. And we miss Jesse. Very much.
Agreed.
Dalton.
But them footballs.
Dalton, not so much. Mandy, I miss. Yeah.
Mandy's pretty cool.
Mandy's pretty cool. How'd you guys have a good, don't answer the question, Asa. For Ethan and Lindsay, did you have a good, New Year's?
I mean, I was at work.
Okay.
I mean, that card game we played was pretty fun.
Yes. Can we talk about the card game real quick?
Yes.
Before we jump into what we're going to do tonight, we got a semi-award show. We're going to talk about our favorites of 2016, our favorite video games, our favorite movies. Asa, I know you have a lot to say about DC Rebirth because that was huge for the comic world last year.
Yes.
You also have something to say about some music, Childish Gambino. I'm going to throw that to you too. Cause
I do.
I'd be honest with you. I don't know. I heard songs last year, but since I listen to a lot of stuff on the radio, it can be very confusing because they still play stuff from like 2005.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what came out when. So I'm not even going to attempt to like figure out music.
Mm-mm.
So, Ace will be handling both of those categories. But before we do that, last night...
Which, he knew about one of those categories. You guys talk about the game you played. I'm going to be looking stuff up.
Which one?
The movie music.
No. I just figured you want to talk about Josh Gambino.
I do.
Yeah, that would be the one that you have most to say about. But last night, we celebrated New Year's Eve here at the store at Gaming Grounds, the home of Nerd Up, 709 Broadway in Cape Girardeau for all your gaming needs. And we played a game called Joking Hazard. And it's by the guys behind Cyanide and Happiness. It's kind of based on that. If you saw the random comic generator that they had out last year? Year before last?
Last year. It might have come out before
2014,
that.
Maybe?
Maybe.
No, I think because we were doing it here 15? At the store. Yeah, it was.
They came out with 2.0 at some point, I know.
But we had so much fun with it.
Indeed.
And me and Ethan especially, and Lindsay, to be fair, just made dozens of comics and had so much fun. So Lindsay saw the game when we were hunting around Target, and we decided to pick it up. We brought it here last night and made it the big New Year's Eve activity. And me and Lindsay and Ethan and Allie and Billy and Calvin and Audra and Steven and Dante sat down and played it. And we had so much fun. And
my face still hurts from all the laughing.
It's something that I think we might be interested in doing for YouTube at some point, because we've been talking about getting that YouTube channel going.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so much fun. If you guys get a chance to play it. There are cards we can't talk about on the show because they're so vulgar.
They are not appropriate.
How much did you find it for?
25.
Yeah.
Apparently, according to their Facebook page right now, their biggest complaint about the game is that it is very difficult to find. They've got links for Amazon up as the main thing right now.
And we caught it randomly at Target.
Yeah, it was the last box, too.
Yeah, it was an insanely good find. The term eat my AIDS is still stuck in my head.
Oh, my gosh.
And that's all we'll say about that. Stay tuned to this channel in the future because we might be talking about that YouTube stuff. So let's kick this off with some stuff. Let's talk about video games. 2016 was a good year for video games. It may have been a bad year for celebrities, but there were some great games that came out last year. And we've got kind of a list of our favorite games from last year. We're going to go over our favorite ones. And then we also asked you guys what your favorite games were. So we're going to talk about that too. Let's start off with Ethan.
Hey.
The,
that's,
That's my area of expertise.
The prize pig of Podzilla 1985.
Thanks.
Ethan, what did you play last year? Tell me about your games.
Last year, number five, are we doing like a five?
If you want to, yeah.
Right.
In no particular order, we'll say that.
No particular order, I definitely have to say Overwatch. That is the one game I consistently kept going back to and thrown so much money at loot boxes.
You did. All of you did.
Yes.
I watched all of you plunk so much cash into loot boxes. And if it was like my luck, because I did the five free loot boxes for Christmas,
mm-hmm.
every single one of them, three grays and one blue.
I swear, it was made to where like you could only get that since they were free.
I'm pretty sure I saw Steven pluck two golds in one of them.
I got two golds in one of those. But it was a Widowmaker skin, just one of her regular legendaries, and a Zarya emote.
Oh,
neat. Which I like Zarya, but I was very disappointed in that Widowmaker.
The big news out of, and by the way, Overwatch is going to be on a lot of people's lists. I'm looking at the fan response here, and Overwatch is all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
The big controversy coming out of Overwatch last year was that Tracer's gay.
That's news?
It's still news somewhere, I'm sure.
I mean, it's good that a character like that is getting representation.
There's a lot of like, fake outrage about it.
Yeah, but I see it mostly as like a non-news thing, but that's a different... That's
it should be. It should be a non-news thing. Like it should just be a part of a character. It shouldn't be the focus. Yeah, and it's not.
Yeah.
So yeah. So yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Another story for another time.
Yeah.
I think Overwatch is going to be on Ace's list too, and I think it's going to be on everyone's list here.
I do have like two more.
We're supposed to have five.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, then Final Fantasy 15. I've been playing that a whole bunch, and it's well worth the wait. And if you're not too sure about it. At least give it a rental.
Yeah. That's what you did.
Yeah.
You gave it a rental. We watched,
Conan.
The Conan. Yeah, yeah. The Conan video really freaked us all out because, I watched the Clueless Gamer thing and I know Conan O'Brien's not a huge gamer, but.
That's the bit.
But my God, they really tore Final Fantasy mm-hmm. 15 apart. Like him and Elijah Wood, the little hobbit. they really tore it apart and it really made me afraid to play the game. But I used to be so obsessed with Final Fantasy 15 or Final Fantasy that I had to try it, and it was really good. And then you saw me play it.
And I'm like, that looks pretty good. I'm going to have to get that rental at least. And it turns out I absolutely fell in love with the game.
Saw Steven playing it recently, too.
Yeah.
So.
The next one, I'd definitely have to give it to Doom. Doom was another first-person shooter I was super excited for. I'm a big Doom fan in general. And I was a little wary about the 2016 version, but I actually got my hands on it, and it blew me away. It's fantastic. So smooth, so fast. The single player was probably the best like single player campaign I've played in a long time.
Yeah.
The multiplayer, it's all right. It's good. And I unfortunately haven't got to mess with the whole snap map feature, I think that's called.
Yeah.
Where you can make your own Doom map, which is totally cool.
It is, but I mean, I don't know. Every time I buy a game like Little Big Planet or Mod Nation Racers?
Yes.
Anytime I play a game that's like, you can make your own stuff, and I go, oh, that's amazing, I'm going to spend so much time in this, and then I don't. Because the moment I step into it and I realize how hard it is, I quit.
It's like it's when Grand Theft Auto lets you start doing racetracks.
Yeah.
And then you see some of these other people are making, and you're just like, well, never mind.
That's the same
reason. That's how it was with Minecraft.
See, I was about to say, same thing with Minecraft. I see people that have built like the Starship Enterprise or Star Destroyer.
But I
built a wall.
Shannon, what about Mario Maker?
Mario Maker is like those games for just complete novices. Anybody can make a Mario Maker level, and some are good, some are bad, but at least you know how to do it.
But then at the same time, you see some of those like super elaborate, like really good ones.
Oh yeah,
and you're just like, I made a gap.
and then you get like, one of those levels where like I put three Bowsers on top of each other with Hammer Bros.
My favorite levels were the ones where the stuff would just fall out of the sky immediately and kill you, and you had to step left or right instantly or die. Yeah,
I liked my ghost house.
Well, we made some good levels in there, but we're not complete morons.
Speaking of building things, Dragon Quest Builder has definitely creeped up in that list because I recently got it. I got it a couple weeks ago, and I've just been playing it nonstop because it's so addictive and so entertaining to build your base.
Can confirm.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it is Minecrafty, and I can totally see how somebody could just kind of brush it off as a Minecraft clone. And to a degree, it is, but it's got a lot more going for it. It actually has a story. It has laid out objectives for you to do. It's got a little bit of the Animal Crossing. You build your base, people will come, and they can, they'll talk to you, they have wants and needs. They're,
it kind of reminds me of Terraria.
Yeah.
The way in Terraria, like, people would, you would build houses for people and
you
they would show up.
You would play that for hours on end.
Yeah, we played a lot of Terraria. So I've seen you play it, I've seen Billy play it, and I've seen Calvin play it. And I've become super jelly because I really want to play it, but people might not know, Shannon recently got rid of his PlayStation 4 to go back to Xbox One. Then they came out with a game for PlayStation 4 exclusively that he wants to play.
Well, you're just going to have to ask Bob to use his system.
I don't ask.
Or just do it, you know.
Mr. 100.
What's he going to do, Peek?
I know what I'm going to call Bob from now on, Peaky Blinders.
Oh, no.
No, that's it's too on the nose. Call him Killian Murphy. Oh, no.
Number of people that got that joke? 2.
7.
No. Just me and you.
But, all right. And the last game, like number 5, Ratchet and Clank, the 2016. The game, based off the movie, based off the game, whatever. The movie, I seen the movie, and the movie was all right. I don't think it was as bad as everybody made it out to be. I enjoyed it, but the game, it's like a Pixar movie in game form, and it's still as fun as all the other Ratchet and Clank games.
I remember watching Asa play it when mm-hmm. it came out, and it looked really good, but I've never been a big Ratchet and Clank fan, so I didn't get into it as much as everybody else.
The good news is that it's super cheap now. Like, you can find a new copy, I think, for just $20. Originally, it came out for $40. That's a deal.
Wait, so
it's only on PS4, so.
Yeah.
The new Ratchet & Clank game came out, and it was $40.
Correct.
Ghostbusters, based on the movie, comes out, and it's $50. Awful.
But if you pre-ordered it, you get that sweet theme.
I didn't, so I didn't get the theme. But I did buy the pack after the fact for $3 extra. Shannon got swindled by himself. Good choices. Mm-hmm. I like all of those choices. Do you have a game you hated? Something you played you didn't like?
Oh gosh, that's hard for me to say. I don't know if there's anything like I actually like I played and I actually got mad.
Cause you played World of Final Fantasy, but then you
yeah, I've been on and off with that game, but I love it a lot.
Yeah.
We can come back to it.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Because I kind of hit you with the surprise there. We'll come back to you at the end. Asa Gray, the 5-star man. He's got a list of 5-star games, I assume.
Ish. Overwatch, clearly. I bought it twice, once on PS4 and then once again on PC, which I've been playing a lot. Now that I have my sensitivity way down, I'm a lot more comfortable with a first-person shooter on PC, because it's real hard going from, you know, 20 years of controller to, okay, now keyboard and mouse. No.
Yeah.
I got real good with Winston. You know why? Because Winston don't have to aim. It auto-locks.
I find the hardest part about PC gaming, now that I've been doing controller for so long, is just turning. Like, when you're trying to turn to shoot somebody, because you have to move the mouse over and just keep kind of scrolling, as opposed to controller, you just hold the over button until you turn around to where you want to go. But it's also a lot faster.
Then you need to up your sensitivity. And see, you that was my problem. I had my sensitivity was like at like an 11, and Jesse's like, no, you need to lower that. So now I think it's down to like a 6.5.
So now when you turn, it doesn't automatically snap over?
Yeah, I'm not, especially when I panic, which is a lot.
Yeah.
It's not just like vibrating the screen.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like if I got a blind kill and someone watched that replay, they would be like, did I just get killed by someone having a stroke? Like, are they going into a seizure?
Are you okay? It's like,
with games like that, you can play on PC using a controller, but the bad part is that you really just kind of gimp yourself.
Yeah, you totally put yourself at a disadvantage to people that are good with a mouse. And when I play with a mouse, I go full, in shooters in general, but especially with mice, I go full Stormtrooper, like seeing Luke Skywalker. I just start shooting everywhere.
Yep.
Or like Red Heat with Arnold Schwarzenegger. Kevin Schenkelberg will get that reference. I just start shooting my AK wildly. Yeah.
But Overwatch is probably the game I put the most time into. Honorable mention to Battleborn, because I did really like it, but they really shot themselves in the foot with just trying to piggyback on Overwatch's release date and marketing.
And
they're still supporting it, and I always tell myself, like, I want to go back and give it another shot, but I don't like being locked into that one character the whole time.
Well, not only that, but also the fact that what's the player base like now? Like, how hard is it going to be to get into a game?
And if you do, it's going to be just people who are fanatical about it. Yeah. So,
do you think the game would have been successful if it wasn't for trying to force itself to be like Overwatch, or if it released at a later date, sometime like after Overwatch?
It would have been a lot.
The release date's the big thing.
The release date was the big thing. Yeah. They literally just tried to piggyback on all of Blizzard's marketing and stuff.
Yeah.
And it was its own game. It had its own list of pros and cons.
And that's the frustrating part about Battleborn, was even us, like, we are pretty in the know when it comes to video games. Mm-hmm. And even some of our people were like, well, it's the same game. And even we didn't know that they were different, because just the hype around it was so similar.
Yeah.
And a lot of people made that mistake of thinking.
And that's entirely on, not 2K. They made Borderlands. My brain's turned off. Anyway.
Gearbox.
Yeah. It's on Gearbox and 2K for their marketing practices.
If they had put the game out later or way earlier and promoted it
On its own.
Because this is a spiritual successor. This is an online arena Borderlands, basically.
Yeah.
How do you screw that up?
A hero for every kind of badass.
Yeah.
That's
cool. And when the game came out, we really loved it. We played it a lot.
I bought the season pass.
I rented it, and I had fun playing with you guys.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. The characters were really cool. We played with Xavier Woods!
We did!
And
it was awesome.
And then we all just stopped. Because of Overwatch. Because you can jump into Overwatch, play for 7 minutes, and have fun.
Yeah.
As opposed to that.
Those Battleborn games were like.
Oh my God, I swear to God.
Those were a time investment.
Jesse and I once played an entire hour game. Ask Allie. She sat there waiting for me to get done. But no. We played an entire hour game, and it was the most miserable experience, because they were beating the crap out of us.
Right.
And we couldn't, but they wouldn't beat us. Because it took so long. Mm-hmm. It was miserable.
But yeah. I still liked Battleborn, but. I also had Ratchet & Clank on my list, because that was my first time really getting to play any Ratchet & Clank game, like, in depth, because I got my PS2, like, after the generation had already ended.
Yeah.
So I only had really a handful of games that I was using for that, and same with my PlayStation 1, so I wasn't very familiar with the series, and it's just a really good jumping on point, and I very much hope they make more, because it was so good. Next would be Pokemon Moon. I still haven't beaten it. I kind of hit a lull. Because full disclosure, I was playing a lot when I was working here.
Yeah.
But with the holiday season, we've been
busy,
super busy. Yeah. So I just haven't had time to actually. I've been having to do my job at work, which is
what
dumb.
The hell?
No, they know I want to catch them all.
That's dumb.
But I really liked it. They added a bunch of ideas and features that I didn't even really know that I wanted. Like when you catch a Pokemon, it's like, okay, do you want to just put them in your party, or do you want them to go to a box?
Yes.
Can't verify.
Huge.
She just mentioned that last night.
No, I love that you have that option.
Yeah.
Because granted, yes, it's only with what you've caught, but if you know you've got one, you're ready to switch out anyways, and you like the one you caught, wonderful.
Yeah. but just also.
Calm down, girl.
No, I was super happy. I haven't cussed yet.
I didn't think. Oh, never mind. Go ahead, Ace.
But all sorts of stuff like that. A lot of the new Pokemon are really interesting designed.
They are. I really like them.
And, I mean, it's a pretty game. I'm looking forward to them talking about doing an actual Pokemon game on the Switch.
Yeah.
To see what it could really look like. Because I don't know. I think it was either Billy or Calvin that showed me the Unreal Engine, the PC port, or not port, mod.
Oh, where they took Sun and Moon and
they took Sun and Moon and, like, basically put them in the Unreal Engine.
Yeah. Billy, have you not seen that? Maybe it was Calvin.
It might have been Calvin. Oh, the emulator. That's what it was. But yeah, so, and it was just like, oh, I want that. This is all pixely and gross. Well, give me that one.
I remember the big reason they said that Pokemon would never work on a console. They didn't want to do it because they always imagined Pokemon being a portable thing.
Yeah.
But with the Switch, it's the best of both worlds.
Yeah.
The
new rumor in the Pokemon community is that the Diamond Pearl remake will be for the Switch, is the rumor. Which I would be totally fine with that.
The Switch is that's a topic on its own.
Yeah. If we did a what we're looking forward to most in 2017 / what we're worried about most.
I was going to say it's definitely my list.
Yeah. I want that to be successful.
Well, I do too.
I want Nintendo to not drop the ball.
Yes.
Because they easily could. There's so many things that could go wrong.
Well, history shows that Nintendo has a good finger on the pulse of
what the people want.
Of a dead Japanese businessman.
Yeah. I also have Titanfall 2. Which was a big surprise for me.
Yeah.
And it was literally just because we talked about it on the show. It's like, oh, all their DLC is going to be free.
Who bought it first?
I did.
Because it was a chain reaction. You bought it, and then I think Steven bought it, and then I bought it, and then Jesse bought it.
Yep. Because I bought it, because Because Jesse, I think someone in one of our group chats sent the like, oh, hey, EA is doing this crazy awesome thing where all the DLC is free. And I was like, oh, that's really cool. You know, it makes me kind of want to buy it just to support them. And then I started watching videos of it. And I'm like, oh, this looks awesome. And then the reviews started to kind of come out. And I was like, yeah, you know what? Screw it. So I bought it, started playing it. Steven saw it. It was like, that looks really cool. He went and bought it. You did the same. And then we texted Jesse like, so we're playing Titanfall.
Need to buy this.
And he was just like, man, screw you guys. I wasn't planning on dropping this money.
But then Oysters Rockefeller goes off to Indianapolis to watch football games, so he didn't need the money. We met the quota.
And then it's kind of a bummer because we've still just been going back to Overwatch.
Yeah.
Like, the PC has they're constantly updating it, the competitive season.
It's Blizzard,
man.
You can't compete with Blizzard.
And Heroes of the Storm. I mean, it's old, but I've actually so that Nexus Challenge, the 30 games.
Yeah.
I assumed I would be like, I could probably get the Genji skin. I have all 30 now. Like,
when does that end?
Like, in a week, or like the 4th, I think.
You still haven't got on, have you?
No, well, because you had the computer, it's...
Yeah, you guys were down.
Yeah,
because
I destroyed everything, yes. Blame everything on Lindsay. Come on, bring it on.
But the,
I blame you.
You're a whore.
I thought
thanks,
this
nerdo.
Was...
20 minutes. I'll take care of it, don't worry.
And then the last game, because I actually bought Final Fantasy 15. I have not put it in yet. Because I've been playing NHL 17. Every time I turn on my Xbox, I'm just like, oh, I need to start Final Fantasy. Because I watched Kingsglaive. I didn't get it, but I was interested, and it was pretty.
We liked Kingsglaive.
I liked it.
I haven't seen it.
It was weird.
Like, it's weird.
It's very,
it was pretty.
It's weird to me because they mix the whole high fantasy magic with oh, and here's a freeway.
Yeah.
Like, I don't,
that doesn't compute.
Does not, yeah. It's a disconnect. It
mind blown.
Me. But so, and same thing, like, but the whole reason I bought it is because I was watching you play and I was like, wow, that game is super pretty.
Yeah.
And it's not just, you know, turn-based. It looks, the combat looks interesting.
So my little brother's been playing.
Characters are fleshed out. Like, it's just a good series.
They start off as just like, oh, hey, they're just a bunch of
bros.
Yeah. Dude bros who just walked out of Hot Topic. But I made this joke where I would have them sprinting and I would have it facing towards the camera. Then I would just say to myself, 45 minutes until the Hot Topic sale is done.
I was sold on that game the first time I heard, is it Prompto? When you win a battle and he goes, da 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 da.
And then Gladio chimes in, sounds like you're having fun.
But I haven't even put it in because one day here, like, because it was when Best Buy was running that buy two, get one free deal. And one of the games that Dalton bought was NHL 17. And that morning, I'd already seen on Up, Up, Down, Down, they were doing one of the old Super Nintendo, like, NHL games, like NHL 98, something like that. And it's like, man, I had that. I love that game. I haven't played a hockey game in forever. And it was just like, ah, screw it. I'll, you know, pick it up. It's real easy to pick up and play. I wish it had an actual in-game tutorial as opposed to all of the button prompts, like, as you're trying to, like, as you're playing.
Yeah.
So I'm not any good at it at all. But every time I like turn on my Xbox, even last night I was playing a little bit of Battlefront, but I was just like, I'll squeeze in a game real quick. It's a lot of fun. And
I love the NHL series. I've been playing it since 95 on Super Nintendo, and I stopped playing it for a long, long time. And then Jordan used to bring his copy of 15 in here, I think, or maybe it was 16. And he played it all the time, and he was bragging, and I just beat him every time. Made him so mad. It was like Zach with UFC. Oh. Like, just don't play me in certain games.
But yeah, so
eyes on you, Billy.
I really want to play Final Fantasy, but it's going to be a hard time getting me to actually switch that disc.
Because hockey.
That's why you need to
now
buy
I have
more
so
digital
many,
games.
See, and that's the thing. Is like, so now I have Skyrim is digital. Battlefront I got digital. So it's so easy to just...
I didn't realize how much I would enjoy having digital games because I always really love having discs.
Right.
But the convenience of just quitting out of a game and then going to another game and not getting up, pressing a button, putting it I'm so lazy and surly.
Sometimes I just buy digital versions of AAA games to be like, okay, I'm not, this is going to be a commitment. I'm not going to get the physical disc and then trade it in later.
Which I do. Mm-hmm. And that's a good point. That's why I always liked PC games because once you bought a PC game, it was yours. Go back and play it or not, it's yours.
The only downside is, especially for like games that require you to be online or multiplayer, if they stop supporting the server, then, well, delete off hard drive.
Mag.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Mag was a big one. Yeah, that Defiance is heading
NBA
that way.
NBA Live.
Oh, yeah, sports games especially.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
MAG, massive action game.
Dude, I bought a PS3 just for MAG. MAG and White Knight Chronicles. Guess what I was disappointed in? MAG and White Knight Chronicles. Oh. Both of those games were terrible.
Dude, when I got my PS3, I got Final Fantasy 13.
That's a better game than White Knight Chronicles, but still.
And MAG.
MAG.
It's like, I'm right there with you.
How many people did MAG support? It was like 900,002.
I thought it was like 200 characters per map or something.
It was in the hundreds.
Yeah, it was supposed to be like this huge.
But the problem was is that everyone just sniped. Mm-hmm. So then you just had two giant areas with snipers. Yeah. They should have called the game Sniper Wars. Why has no one made that game?
And then I'd say for my most disappointing game, I won't say it for mine, but No Man's Sky has to be mentioned.
Yeah.
Just for the huge backlash that got, but.
Because, that almost broke the industry.
That did. That made a lot of people really frustrated. And what makes me sad is that, like, it was the marketing and how the head guy was so vague with everything.
Like Battleborn.
And just straight up lied.
Yeah.
He wasn't vague. He was quite clear a lot of the time on stuff that was going to be in the game that wasn't. But my most disappointing game was probably be Pokemon Go.
Oh.
Really? They've done a lot of really shady stuff. And just between people spending money on real items that they then didn't get to use because of server instability, removing the tracking feature, and then to shut down all of the third party, which you can make the argument, oh, but it's taking up server space. Well, no one's playing the game anymore, so you got all the server space you need.
Mandy is. Yeah. She's got a Vulpix.
I've had people...
Shout
like,
out to Mandy.
I would still play if my phone wasn't broken.
They've got the... and then they did the things where they were doing all of these like ninja updates where they would... They wouldn't list all of the things that they were putting in and taking out in their in their cliff notes. So now for commuters, you can't, like, it'll still ask you, oh, you're moving too fast. Are you a passenger? Yes. Well, too bad. You still
can't do anything.
Check Pokemon like, you can't use stops. Pokemon don't appear. You can't even track them anymore.
And you know,
and all of those things were removed by separate, in individual updates that did not say they were removing them.
And I'm fine with that update, honestly, because that discouraged,
because I was convinced, like, someone's going to die because of this.
Yeah.
And I'm sure someone did.
I'm positive there were some.
But the problem is in, like, especially bigger cities. So one, it sucks to play in a rural area because just there's nothing there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In bigger cities, people who are commuting, like, they would, you know, be on the bus on their way to work. They would just be hitting stops and checking stuff on their way.
Yeah.
Now you can't do that.
Yeah.
Because.
And it's bad that they didn't put it in the patch notes.
Especially, that they put it in the patch notes, but it still asks you, oh, I'm a passenger. So.
It's like, just get rid of it if it's the case.
Yeah. I remember the message should pop up right after that says, JK, didn't matter.
Too bad.
Yeah. I remember when I was talking with just friends and people in general, they were very negative to others. Pokemon Go when it was shown off, saying that it's just going to be a fad, the gameplay is really boring, and I defended it. I'm like, well, you don't really know how it's going to be yet, and I mean, it's a game where you walk around. And
yeah, first month it was out.
It was huge. Yeah, we were conducting walks.
You can't take away the impact that it had because
it made like $1 billion.
Yeah, and we took walks down to the riverfront. Mm-hmm. People were getting out and socializing. It was a great experience. But then once the bloom was off the rose, and you're like, okay, but how's the game?
Especially when everybody.
It's not a game. It's frustration simulator.
Especially whenever people just couldn't even log on.
I will like say me, though, I couldn't log on.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god, the only Pokemon. Sorry, don't let me cut you off. Fine. But the only Pokemon I ever wanted was a damn Haunter. And I saw one Haunter before the update at Halloween last year. And it was at the dollar store across the street from here.
Yep.
And it wouldn't let me click it. I'm tapping the damn Haunter. Nothing's happening. By the time I restart it, Haunter's gone.
It let me click on him, but then it crashed after I threw a ball. So I had to restart the app. It finally let me in and it was gone. Cause that was the exact same time.
Yeah.
You and me were the only ones that didn't get it. Cause like,
I was
Calvin
so
got
mad.
It. A couple other people got it.
So yeah, that game bombed.
Pokemon Go is not my disappointing game of the year, but, I want to say, like, I dodged a bullet because I stopped playing after that first update was released, and Michael Branham warned me that if I did that update, I might lose all of my data. So I just never updated it, and eventually I just uninstalled it.
Well, Mike Branham, does he play Pokemon? I forget. Did he play Pokemon? Yeah, he did, because we would sit there at D&D. And remember,
we would
play D&D. We'd all sit there.
We'd just sit there spinning.
I got a great picture of him frustrated with the Pidgey that was on the table.
But, I do have a disappointing game. I just realized it was this indie game, and it's called Freeze Me. And the whole mechanic is that it's a 3D platformer, and the whole idea is that the character has this camera that you can take pictures of these moving platforms, and it'll freeze that platform so you can jump on it. It's a 3D platformer, like Mario 64. The problem was, it's a terrible version of Mario 64.
Ethan, what did I tell you before? Stop paying for indie games.
But
I kid. That was a joke. Indie developers. Not that you have the money to
but
sue
if,
me.
But if you're an indie developer, don't release your game at pre-alpha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my. Okay. So quick story, but then we'll get to Lindsay. Because I'm assuming that was your list, right?
Yeah, that's all.
All right. Bob bought this game called, like, Kenshi years ago. And he showed it to me. It's like this samurai game. It's kind of a sandbox, top-down view. And I remember seeing him play it years ago, and I walked into his room the other day, and he was playing it. He was like, yeah, it's on the Steam sale, but I've already got it. I was like, oh, yeah? He's like, yeah, I mean, it's still in alpha. And I was like, it's still in alpha? You've been playing this game for 3 or 4 years!
That was a big point of contention, because Steam has so lax on what they allow on the store. 40% of the entirety of the entire Steam library was released in 2016.
Yeah. So if you want to pick out games for your list, you could just pick Steam games. There's a bunch of them. Lindsay, you probably don't have 5.
I might be able to squeeze 5.
Okay.
Maybe.
I am intrigued.
Go on.
Well, I will start with Animal Crossing Happy Homemaker.
Oh, that was last year, wasn't it?
Uh-huh.
You did enjoy that.
I did. It was a different aspect on Animal Crossing. Found out real early on, though, that it was way too simple.
That's one thing that
you just had to figure out what they wanted, and you just put that series.
It's not complicated, Homemaker.
Yeah,
I know. And then I really enjoyed Pokken. I didn't play it as much as I should have, but I had fun with it.
I forgot about Pokken Tournament. That came out last year.
I didn't think I would actually enjoy a fighting game because I suck at them. But
you beat me.
I loved my Wii
Vial. I bought Pokken twice, and I forgot about it.
My original list had Mortal Kombat X on it, but that came out in April of 2015.
Was it the XL edition?
But that's
just
how much I've been playing it.
Yeah. I gotcha. And then since you said I'd surprise you if I put one of my tablet games on, I'll put my Sailor Moon Drops, which I'm playing right now.
She is. Can verify.
One, I love puzzle games. And two, it's Sailor Moon. And it's a legit game that Bandai put out. So I'm like, yes, please.
Nice.
And then my two big ones this year, though, were Style Savvy Fashion Forward, which technically came out in Japan a few years ago, but we just got our release this past October.
That's legal.
Was it October? Was it September? I don't know. It was fall, and I'd waited for it forever. And I still haven't beat it yet. There's so much to do in that game. It's overwhelming.
And we couldn't even find it on release day.
No,
we
couldn't find me a physical copy, so I actually have a digital one on my DS.
And
it's taking up so much room.
Yep.
So much room is taken up.
That's fine.
Style Savvy, that's a official, like, first-party Nintendo game?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. It is a...
You haven't seen them in Smash Brothers yet.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, that's
Can you imagine
it's a
Nintendo?
Fashion hair and makeup game.
Wait for the Switch release. The Wii Fit trainers are in, so...
Yeah.
You're just going to have something come
you're
out
just
with scissors.
Have,
and...
It's just scissors, a wig, hairspray, and then...
And shoes.
And, yeah.
It's like Final Smash. If Mimi were a Smash Brothers fighter.
Oh, the Final Smash is that they just give the stage a hairdo.
They give it a makeover.
Yeah.
It's the runway contest. Yeah. And then, of course, my top one is Moon, which I also haven't beaten yet.
The Sailor Moon?
Pokemon Moon.
Oh, okay. You could have just said Pokemon.
Pokemon.
Because Pokemon did not make my list, but it's definitely
I love it,
up.
Though.
I know.
And I have to finish my Alolan Dex because I need that shiny charm because I need shinies. I need them very, very badly.
That's a feature that I know a lot of people are happy with because it apparently greatly increases the appearance of shiny.
Uh-huh.
But I hate the call for help because I get so annoyed with it.
I know.
Then at the same time, it's also, there's just something so genuinely upsetting about Cubone called for help.
Help.
It's
Nothing
helped it
came.
Appear.
I know.
Here's,
I know.
Like, here's what I don't understand about the call for help feature. So this is not a Pokemon battle, like in
no,
the
it's
sense
them
of
ganging
trainers.
Up on you mm-hmm. because you attacked them first.
But you don't have the intelligence.
No, they jump out on you.
Why don't you throw out a second Pokeball?
You're not allowed to.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
It's like horde that. Battles. If there's multiple Pokemon, you can't catch it. You can only catch it if there's one.
I didn't like horde battles either.
Well, no, I'm not even saying that you can catch it. I'm saying, why can't you throw out a second Pokemon to help fight?
You're not allowed.
Why is it 2-on-1? Yeah. This is a random encounter. There's no rules.
Game
no judge
mechanics.
Is gonna come out and tell me
it's a
no.
handicap match.
Oh,
Officer Jenny's just like, nope, you take that beating.
It's awful. It's awesome for experience and leveling because you can just keep going.
Which with the
you...
XP share is unnecessary.
I know, but
yep.
still.
I have Pokemon that I've never used that are the same level as my top guys.
Yep.
All right.
But
well,
yeah, that's mine.
That's a good list. My list is pretty boring, actually, and a lot of them have been covered already. Doom. made my list because I was super hyped for this game. Doom on PC was one of my absolute favorite games.
I wouldn't be surprised if you said Doom was also not your most disappointing game, because you got so upset at that game.
The multiplayer.
So often. You had me play the multiplayer a couple times, and I was just like, I feel like the dog in the lab coat. Like, I don't know what I'm doing. How come a direct hit with a rocket launcher didn't, like, they're still fine, but they shoot me once with a pistol and I exploded.
The Doom
game. This doesn't
make
sense.
I want to say, like, a lot of it, because you can pick up, like, armor in that game.
Oh, yeah, and
stacks.
They always do before you find them.
Yeah.
But you don't have the armor. The multiplayer on Doom was, when it was fun, it was really fun. But when you were taking a beating,
I remember the game.
You guys were playing Battleborn the night I quit Doom.
Yeah.
Because I came in, you guys were like, you want to play some Battleborn? I'm like, I want to play some Doom real quick. I played like 3 matches. I turned off my system and I left.
Well, no, you started playing Battleborn with us.
Oh, that's
right. And then that was the one, because Jesse and I were doing pretty well. And then that was the one match that did not go so well. And you were just like, yeah, I'm done. And you just left. And we're like, oh, we feel so bad.
But the Doom single player was awesome. I agree with Ethan. It was an experience. It was a throwback to like old school run and gun gaming. Mm-hmm. I had so much fun with it. So Doom is number one on my list. It's not my favorite, but this is in no particular order.
Yeah.
Final Fantasy 15. I was the first one to play it. I'm proud to say that was the originator. First person in the world. and it's also kind of a throwback. It made me feel like the old Final Fantasies. Like I want to see what happens next. Super disappointed in 13 and all of its sequels. I didn't even like 12 as much as everybody else. The last one I really liked was 9 and 10-2 to an extent. So 15 was the one that really brought me back into it. And even at the beginning of the
game.
The
sequel to 10 or like 10 as well?
10-2.
Okay.
The sequel.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
I really liked that one. I don't know why. Next is probably my favorite game of the year. And this is kind of cheating. You guys tell me if this is disqualified because it's an expansion for a game that came out already. Lindsay knows where I'm
going
to go with
this.
Yeah,
I know where you're going with
Legion.
Legion.
For World of Warcraft.
Oh, we've been having so much fun with Legion.
Legion is just fantastic. It made so much stuff fun again in World of Warcraft. I love that you get a weapon that you can customize and you keep that weapon through the entire expansion and you can build on it.
Give me an ethereal wolf.
You can, yes. She did. I got a hammer, the silver hand, and I heal with it. The storyline is good. Other than the one particular death in the story that legitimately made me angry.
Yeah. Oh.
And AC, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, because, my friend Jared also was very, very upset at it.
Oh, yeah. That it was.
Legitimately broke my heart. But Legion is so much fun and it made me love World of Warcraft again. We're playing it again. Me and Lindsay watched the fireworks last night at 1 o'clock in the morning in Stormwind, like we do every year. So that was really cool.
I'll be honest. Thanks to the movie. And you guys consistently talking about World of Warcraft. I've never actually played it. I've always been interested. Now I really just want to fix up my PC just to play World of Warcraft with you guys.
Well, you pick a good time to start in because they've changed a lot about it with Legion. They made the combat more fun. Like with Warriors, it's not like Elder Scrolls where you actually have to aim and hit. But there is a lot of aiming in it, and it just feels like it's more responsive than before where you'd press 1, press 2, and then wait for something to happen. Everything's been updated and upgraded, and it's just so much fun.
Plus, you can always try it for the first 20 levels without having to actually pay, and then if you do enjoy it, then get a subscription.
Blizzard just has a stranglehold on the gaming market between World of Warcraft, Diablo, Hearthstone, Overwatch, StarCraft. I mean,
Heroes.
If they make like a solid Lost Vikings sequel,
I'm still waiting for Rock and Roll Racing.
Oh, yes. Oh, my gosh.
I have another one that's kind of a cheat code because it's also been out for years, but Elder Scrolls Skyrim.
The remastered?
Yeah, on Xbox One.
I don't know. I almost want to say that counts.
It's a new version.
Especially because now you actually have access to mods on console for the first time.
Which, that's a big, like, that's groundbreaking.
I had mods on PC because I have the PC version. So I've been playing with mods for years. Mm-hmm. But I just don't play my PC as much anymore. Mm-hmm. So I really like taking my Xbox with me. We bring it to the store and play stuff. So the fact that you can have mods on a game that I already loved, that now the graphics are even pushing it toward the point that they're more like the PC version. Mm-hmm. It's gorgeous and it's a lot of fun. I just had fun playing it and that's important to me. And last, WWE 2K17. I have some problems with it. But
they finally fixed the hands.
They finally fixed the hands. So you give me 700 options for how I want my character to pose, but then you don't make it where they show the pose. Like if I did the finger guns toward Asa, like, hey, what's up?
Mm-hmm.
Then when I actually pick the character, his hands are out like he's trying to shake your hands. It's terrible. Yeah. That drove me crazy, but they fixed it and it's as close to like a great wrestling game as you're going to get. Mm-hmm. Glitches and all.
Do you have hope for WWE 2K18?
I don't.
Really?
Because I know it's going to be the exact same game with something different. they always do this. There's one different thing, mm-hmm. and then everybody goes, "Oh, well, this is going to be the best one ever." And it's
half the time
same
they take
game.
Away half the stuff you like.
Yeah, you put it
like they did with was it 15 or 16?
15.
That
they
was
jumped,
real bad.
Yeah, they jumped ahead to the next gen, so the graphics
and
were
they
great.
Basically just skipped everything else. Because yeah. isn't that the one where you couldn't create a female
you
wrestler?
You couldn't even create a female wrestler.
Yeah.
It was frustrating because I love creating wrestlers. That's my favorite
and part of 17's appeal is, hey, we added all this stuff that we've taken out of previous games and you all were mad at us. But aren't we doing you a favor?
One step forward, two steps back. But that one step forward is always really good. My most disappointing game was Steep.
Oh, yeah. I was real bummed whenever I came in like 3 days later and you're like, yeah, I sold Steep today. I was like, oh, I kind of wanted to try it.
I tried it and I'm like, I remember like playing it. I'm like, this is pretty neat. Hey,
you kept saying, what do I do?
Yeah.
Where do I go? I'm like, you just do whatever.
You just go down. And then downhill.
I remember, like, we were, later that day, we're like, hey, do we have a copy of that SSX game on 360?
Yep. I traded it for SSX because I realized that I didn't want a extreme sports simulator.
You wanted SSX.
I wanted SSX. I don't want it.
Now, the one you really want was the one that was on GameCube.
SSX 3, but I'll take the regular SSX.
Oh my gosh, can somebody please just...
HD remake?
HD remake of any of the SSX games?
3 especially. 3 is my all-time favorite. Take my money, please. And just, I have one, two runner-ups. It's cheating because it came out last year, but if I could put Star Wars Battlefront on there, I would, because we've had so much fun with it since we rebought it. And with the new DLC, especially for the Rogue One, the Scarif stuff, it's a lot of fun. And then 2 Dead Rising 4. It didn't quite make my list, but because it's just Dead Rising.
Yeah.
And you've played it before.
It plays more like 3, though, which isn't a bad thing. It's just something a little that I'm not too used to. And I remember, like, when it released, I didn't hear anything about it. Nobody was really talking about
it.
Except
under the radar.
You.
Well, I was excited because it took place at Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm the kind of person that when it's Christmas time, I like Christmas stuff.
I was super tempted to put it on the list, but I haven't played it enough.
I'm surprised you didn't put Mighty No. 9 on your list as the most disappointing. Anyway.
No. Right. That one I haven't actually played, so.
We also have a list of games that you guys picked, but we're going to read that with the movies here in a second. Let's go to movies real quick, because I didn't know video game was going to eat up that much time, so I'm glad I said to pick one movie.
I didn't know that we were doing 5 video games until you started with Ethan. I thought we were just doing one of each.
Well, you know, Asa had 5, and I had 5, so...
Asa's
you put
5-star man.
Yeah.
It's fine.
When you've got that many stars, you can't deny
it. I didn't know
it.
What we were even doing at all. So, other than end of your review. All right.
I miss Jesse.
Jesse's pretty cool.
He doesn't get this abuse. Ethan, what's your favorite movie last year?
It was originally Moana, but then I realized, oh, hey, Deadpool. So, Deadpool.
Good job beating traffic.
I did enjoy Deadpool, though.
We all enjoyed Deadpool, yeah. I can't fault that pick. It was a good movie. I didn't think I would like it, and I liked it way more than I thought I would.
Because you don't like Deadpool in general.
I don't like Deadpool, the character. I hate that fourth wall break thing.
Mm-hmm.
Someone explained it to me in a way that made it better for me, and I think it may have been you.
If you're breaking the fourth wall, he just thinks he is?
Yes.
Because he's insane. Yeah, that was me.
That makes it a lot more enjoyable. But,
I get it, yeah.
But mostly I just like Deadpool. It's just that raunchy, super overpowered cursing. It's just like lowest common denominator.
He's got a personality,
but it was
though.
Ryan Reynolds.
And the movie made it work. Like, there were parts of the movie that were very actually endearing. Like, the storyline between him and his wife, especially when he found out he had cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that actually was well done.
Yeah.
So I can't blame you for that. Deadpool was a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
Good job. Asa.
Yeah, I loved it. I love Deadpool. I also really like Civil War. But my favorite movie of the year has to be Rogue One. I don't know if it's still just the new movie Shine. Because it's the one I've seen the most recently.
It was that Star Wars dose that we all needed.
But
after Force Awakens,
see, because
especially.
Like I didn't have that with Force Awakens, because I still stand by I disliked Force Awakens.
Oh, I liked it, but I definitely liked Rogue One
I didn't dislike it. I was very disappointed in it. This was what I wished Force Awakens would have been.
Absolutely.
And even just watching the crawl for A New Hope, it feels like a whole other movie. Like there's so much more weight to it.
Yeah.
So it's not only just a great war movie on its own, but it makes the original trilogy better.
Yes.
In my opinion. So that's got to be my nod. But like I said, Civil War was also so good. It got me so hyped for Spider-Man, even more so than I already was, and Black Panther.
Oh, Black Panther. Yeah, he was amazing in
Black
that.
I was going to see the Black Panther movie, but I wasn't like super excited. I wasn't super excited about it. I'm super excited for it.
And Rogue One, just real quick, I almost ruined it for you. I didn't ruin it for you, but I kept hyping it up to you. You specifically said to me.
Oh, no. And it wasn't just you. It was everybody. It's just like, everyone's like, oh, this is the greatest movie. It's the greatest movie. And I'm just like, well,
So
time
long.
Time to temper my expectations, because I'll leave it and I'll just be like, yeah, it was good. But no, it was so good.
Mind blowing in a lot of ways. Mm-hmm. Just the opening part really set the tone for me when Krennic lands on the planet, mm-hmm. and you see them walking through the grass and stuff. The camera angles they use, the colors, like, I don't usually talk about stuff like that, mm-hmm. but it was unlike any, because Star Wars is all about the big flashy space and stuff like that. To see such a calm, serene,
intimate
setting,
moment.
Yeah. The way that they were dressed, the way Krennic was, like, everything about that opening was just phenomenal.
It reminded me of the opening of Inglourious Basterds.
Yeah.
Which is probably my favorite Tarantino movie.
Yeah.
Well, okay, that's a whole other thing. But yeah, no, but just that kind of like, okay, you're clearly a not nice
bad person.
Yeah, you are a bad person.
You're a meanie.
And I don't like how just quiet and calm everything is.
Because they didn't rush in blasting blasters and it was a big gunfight. They didn't scream and yell. Mm-hmm. It was very soft.
Search the house.
Yeah. And the whole, you know, when she passed away, oh, I'm sorry, my condolences. Mm-hmm. Search the house. Like, it was just so well done.
Yeah.
And the entire movie was well done.
So, yeah.
Oh, my God. Be still, my beating heart. Mm-hmm. Lindsay, what about you?
I'm the same, Rogue One.
Damn it. She's been debating this all day.
I really have, but my close runner-up was Warcraft, as it surprised me how much I enjoyed it. I was really worried about it, because I'd never actually played, like, the early Warcraft games, which is what it was mostly based on.
Yeah, Warcraft.
For me,
especially.
It was just World of Warcraft, but there were enough things in it from playing World of Warcraft, knowing lore and that type of stuff, that it was really enjoyable.
The first time you saw the Murloc.
Plus, I got a Murloc.
Yeah.
I was so happy.
Asa, have you seen it yet?
No.
You should.
See,
I didn't
it's,
that.
I mean, I, like, it's not like I'm avoiding it or anything. It's just it didn't make it. I didn't see a whole lot of movies this year.
Yeah.
So the ones that I made, because I still haven't seen Moana. I really
haven't
see
watched
it.
Moana
I
yet
really
want
to see Moana.
I do too, but at it this was... point, I'm probably going to just wait for Blu-ray.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You might as well. Super entertaining. I'll say that much.
I almost went after work this past week. But then I was like, I'd be like 1:30.
Yeah.
I'm by myself.
Like, if
it
I
just
can
feels
kind of like
weird going into a Disney movie.
Tuesday.
That's what I was going to try to do. But then I was like, I'm all in my work uniform. And it's like, one for Moana, please. Like, I didn't want
to. I mean, I had to go watch Mockingjay Part 2 by myself when it was out.
Well, there's a difference between you seeing Mockingjay Part 2 and me, a beer.
There was me and one other person in the theater, because it was one in the afternoon.
I think what he's saying, though, is bearded Asa walks up there in all black and goes, "One for Moana."
He's not a perv.
No, I'm not, but it's like single dads getting, like, the police called on them at the park when they take their kids to the park.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Like, it's like, I know I'm not a perv.
You don't want to be the creeper.
Everyone else is going to just say, he's going to see Moana? Like, that's a kid's movie.
Animation, it's a thing.
That's why I called Dalton. Because I was like, hey, come see Moana with me.
We are in Southeastern Missouri.
Because if there's two of us, then they'll just think we're weird.
Yeah.
Instead of wanting to call the police on me.
Yeah. All right. Well, since Lindsay,
I stole yours.
You stole mine. It's fine.
Do it anyways.
Well, it's a real toss-up
because you were
me.
You were so excited for Warcraft.
Yeah,
and but you were excited before it. You were excited after it.
Yeah, if I can just talk, I'm not gonna pick Warcraft since Lindsay picked it.
We still need to watch the bonus features.
I know. We're gonna have Warcraft night, but let me just say something about Warcraft is that the animation was amazing.
Yes.
Like, if you know Blizzard, you know they do great cutscenes. Mm-hmm. To see them mix in the live action with, because all the orcs were CG, mm-hmm. but they looked good. Like the Durotan's of actual expressions and the way, like, he was so
they were
expressive.
Amazing.
Yeah, he looked very human, and the movie was good. It fulfilled every part of the Warcraft fan in me, and I don't understand how the movie got so much hate. Like, it did great in China. It didn't do so well here. A lot of people said, no, it's not the best video game movie. It's just another disappointment. And I kept going, why? Like, this is everything you would want in a Warcraft movie. There's griffins, there's orcs, there's murlocs, magic, the Kirin Tor.
I even got Draenei.
Draenei. You can see the level of attention to the world of Warcraft in the movie was amazing. It felt like Warcraft.
That big outer view of Stormwind.
Oh, my God. It's my background on my laptop.
Yeah, Stormwind it was gorgeous.
So the movie was great. But since Lindsay said that, I'm going to go ahead and pick the obvious one, Ghostbusters. It was my other one, and I was debating.
I had so much fun at that movie.
I'm sorry, Hunter and Cody, especially Cody, because I know you still haven't seen the originals, and I'm talking about this one. But I watched Ghostbusters twice in theater, maybe three times, I can't remember, but I loved every time. The jokes were still funny. It was fresh. I thought it was hilarious. Ethan's walking to the bathroom. He's fine. Go ahead. I had to bring it up. But yeah, I thought Ghostbusters was a great film. I know it also got unbelievable amounts of hate even before the movie came out.
Mostly by people who didn't see it.
Yeah.
Bunch of close-minded people who said that ain't my Ghostbusters. And then there's people like Hunter who actually went to see it and mm-hmm. then decided he didn't like it, but he saw it.
Right.
He made a adult decision.
Yes. Right.
And he has the right, you know, we disagree on a lot of things. He didn't like it, I did, mm-hmm. but he saw it and made his judgment call.
Right.
The reason the movie didn't do so well was for the people that didn't go see it, that rated it zero on like Metacritic before the movie ever came out.
Right.
And yeah. that really pisses me off, because now there's probably very little chance of a direct sequel to that movie, mm-hmm. and it's a shame. Kate McKinnon was good.
They were awesome.
Everybody was good in the film. The cameos were fun. The ghosts were cool looking. Like, I loved Ghostbusters, and I say it unashamed. So that's my pick. Good. All right, before we get to the fan stuff, we're going to talk about two quick things: comics. And I know you had some nice things to say about stuff that I don't know, because I'm not Jesse Kimball. Mm-hmm. I'm not the comic guy. I'm not a music guy. Mm-hmm. I do video games, wrestling, and ghosts. If you want to do ghost up, call me. So Asa, DC Rebirth came out last year, and it was yes. huge. Tell me about it.
It's basically the DC Rebirth issue, just the DC Rebirth comic. It came out, and it was basically an 80-page apology for the New 52. Because the New 52, I enjoyed a lot. The New 52 is what got me back into comic books. I wasn't reading at all, but the New 52 came out. It's all new number ones. It kind of reset the DC universe, and I was like, okay, I can keep up with some stuff. I feel like this is how it is with Marvel, in the sense that I have been out of comics so long, but they don't treat you like you are. Like, you just assume if you're reading a book, okay, Asgard's gone, these people are dead now, just like they assume you are a lifelong fan. And it's,
right.
There's kind of an entry barrier. Marvel, Now 2.0, happened towards the end of 2016 as well, but even still, some of those books are kind of, it's a learning curve.
You have to know a guy.
You got to kind of jump in and hope that someone can explain certain stuff to you.
Which Jesse did for me.
Yeah.
Because, the leap from me with the old X-Men. Sorry again, Ethan. I don't mean to keep cutting you off. The leap from the old X-Men stuff to the new stuff, when mm-hmm. I was like, okay, well, who's he? Where's he at?
Yeah.
What's wrong with Cyclops?
Yeah.
Where's Professor X?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You need someone to introduce you to this world. But with New 52, okay, everything is, we're resetting everything. Didn't go over so well. Its sales were very disappointing, minus like Batman and I think Justice League. And then a lot of people were very upset with their treatment of certain characters, including Wally West, who they just blinked out of existence. And then, oh no, here's a new Wally West. So Rebirth was their apology for doing that. They turned it into a story, like a storyline explanation why that happened, of someone just stole, I think it's like 3 years from the DC universe. And that's why everything got all screwy. So they did a really good job of reintroducing some of these new story aspects and bringing characters back together, bringing certain characters back, that I think a lot of people are very happy with. It is a commercial success. DC for the first time was outselling Marvel, which hasn't happened in years. And it's all so good. A lot of it is so good that I'm Villainous Grounds in Perryville. We always talk about them. That just like
I was just about to say. And where do you pick up your comics?
Yeah, I mean, it's because there's just so much stuff that I wouldn't have thought that I would enjoy Teen Titans, and I'm loving the new Teen Titans run. The new Batman run I was very skeptical about because Scott Snyder and Greg Capullo that is my Batman team now. I mean, it's still Kevin Conroy's voice when I read it. But their run was one of the definitive Batman runs.
Right.
But now this Tom King run is actually really, really good as well.
And we do want to say, of course, and I know you're going to pitch it, but I'm going to pitch it anyway. I'm going to pitch it also. If you're looking for comics, pick them up at Villainous Grounds. They're our friends. We love them. They're amazing. And that's where we get all of our comics and coffee from. Billy went there recently and loved it. He's a big fan. Everybody's a big fan. Ethan, you're next.
I will be.
Need to get you up there. Yeah. And that's, I just wanted to plug.
No, yeah. So oh yeah. Absolutely. No, they deserve all the plugs.
I'm so eager. You guys give it such a good positive reception that
it's amazing.
No, it's awesome.
Yeah. You can't beat
it. So there's just so much care and a lot of really good stuff coming out of this Rebirth that it's so good. I'm so excited to. My wallet is very disappointed at how much I like everything. And I know Jesse agrees, like, you know, we've talked about Detective Comics, Batman, Justice League, just all sorts of Nightwing, just a lot of really, really good stuff. Titans has been great. Flash has been great.
And I wish I could join in on this conversation, but you know what comics I bought at Villainous Grounds last year? Because I also bought a lot
Godzilla.
Of comics from them. I bought Godzilla. Mm-hmm. I bought Dark Souls. I bought a not Ghostbusters, but kind of Ghostbusters-ish comic.
I mean, the only ones I bought this last year was the Jim Henson Storytellers
and,
with the Dragons.
And that's what, and that's one of the good things about Villainous Grounds and just comics in general is that there's so much stuff for everyone.
Yeah.
If you
yeah.
like superhero stories, DC Marvel. You like more grounded, realistic stories, there's these indie artists.
Yeah. You like
you know,
Ghostbusters?
You like
Here's
Ghostbusters. Godzilla.
This year they're going to hook me up with Robotech.
They are.
Because it's got a whole
bunch of Mary Jane and David are amazing. Yeah. Yeah, yeah absolutely. You can buy Lindsay's artwork up there.
Yep. Yay!
So, DC Rebirth was great. I know Jesse would want me to mention the Marvel Now 2.0. I'm more of a DC fan. Jesse's more of the Marvel fan. Mm-hmm. I know he's gotten a lot more into DC recently because of Rebirth. And Marvel Now 2.0 is going strong with Riri Williams coming in. The new X-Men teams are coming soon. Death of X, X-Men versus Inhumans. So there's a lot of stuff happening in Marvel. I just feel like the entry level is too high for a casual comic fan to really be able to really know what's
homework.
Going on. Yeah, you really got to do some research that
can't just jump
between
in.
All of the stuff that I'm reading in DC and the handful of, and I am reading a handful of Marvel books.
Right.
But it's hard. It's the same thing with Warcraft. Like, I really want to get into Warcraft with you guys. But boy, that is just.
I remember me and Jesse explaining lore to you and just like.
Oh, yeah. Boom. Okay. Because I'm missing, like, you guys are treating me like a master's class and I really just need like 101.
It's like, this is Sylvanas Windrunner. She's dead.
Yeah.
But, and then I pop in and go, but,
oh,
there's
but
an interesting
quick.
Story of how she died.
Yeah.
And I hand you 5 textbooks, read these, and then there will be a quiz.
Meanwhile, you'll just
Here's
have
some
me.
Some cliff notes.
Just like, I just want to play it for the gameplay.
And then I, well,
don't
then
do that.
No, yeah. Because then
don't
it's
play
like,
WoW for
I,
the gameplay.
Because I see all
no.
these, you were talking about Blizzard does the, Blizzard does all of these great cinematics, and it's like,
uh-huh.
I want to be part of that. One.
It's like you're playing Rock Band.
Two. 3-1-1 All right, well, I killed 6 badgers.
When I first saw World of Warcraft and I turned on the opening game cinematic and there's this awesome like fight between a dwarf and you know this snow and I'm like, "Oh, I can't wait to play." And I'm like, "Wait, this
You'll
is
gather
it?
Gather me 6 bundles of grapes."
This
Well, it is an MMORPG and I've played those. So.
Yeah, but this is the best. This is the best of the best.
So I'm super
This
eager.
Is the Austin Lane of MMORPGs. Yeah. And one last thing real quick of because you were very excited about this as well. Childish Gambino came out with a new album last year. You and Dalton were super hyped about that. That is Donald Glover, who was amazing. He's just an all-around jack-of-all-trades talent. And you have something nice to say
he
about
actually
that.
He had a really big year because he got announced as cast in the new Spider-Man movie.
Yes.
Which isn't coming out until 2017.
Miles Morales.
He just... Shut up, Dalton.
I'm sorry.
He had his...
Well, he's Lando, isn't he?
Yeah, he's going to be. He got cast as Lando in the Han Solo standalone
incredible.
Movie, which I'm super excited
uh-huh.
about. And then he had his show Atlanta come out, which I still need to watch, which I have on the FX Now app.
Yep.
It has all the first season. And then they announced that Childish Gambino was releasing a new album, which is his rap persona, typically, which he got from a Wu-Tang name generator online.
Awesome.
That's awesome. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. But then it turns out it's not an actual hip hop album, which I would have loved, but it's just a straight up funk album.
Oh,
and
that's
it's
cool.
so good. Like it's really good. He's got a really strong voice. He's a great musician. So I recommend everyone check it out. It's on Spotify.
Dude is on top of the world right now.
Yeah. And it's one of those things where you see someone work so hard for so long.
Yeah.
And it's just like, oh man, why isn't he bigger?
Well, it's like,
and to see him be like on the cusp of just like blowing up.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
It's like
for him.
Oscar Isaac. I'm a big fan of Oscar Isaac, and to see him in both Apocalypse and Star Wars as Poe Dameron, like, I was so happy for him. I'm like, he deserves it. He's been working so hard for so long.
Yeah.
Yeah, you love to see that.
Yeah.
You like Dolph Lundgren in The Expendables. love to see
finally
a comeback.
Finally got there.
All right, we got a couple of little fan replies here. We want to read them off before we say goodbye to the first show of 2017. And by the way, in 3 months, we'll be doing this for 2 years.
What?
Awesome. 2 years.
That's crazy.
It's gone longer than I thought it would.
Yeah.
Thanks, Ethan.
I mean, come on. Let's be honest. We all thought we'd like get bored of this after 3 months.
Some of us did. Nobody here at the table.
I didn't.
We're going to have a big 2 year celebration show. Mm-hmm. That's going to be a lot of fun. So I just wanted to say that. That's crazy. Mike Branham's got first. He said Deadpool without a doubt for best movie. Also, we need to get Mike Branham on more.
Uh-huh.
Agreed.
Game is a tough choice, but probably going to go with Overwatch. Of all the new games of 2016, it's the one I keep going back to and the one I'm most excited about for future content.
Yeah.
Dalton posted for Jesse, him, and Mandy, which is nice. Jesse said Overwatch, and his movie is Rogue One or Deadpool. It's kind of a tie there, I guess. Mandy said Overwatch and Moana Deadpool. And then Dalton said
That'd
Batman.
That would be an interesting movie, Moana Deadpool.
Moana versus Deadpool.
Who would have The Rock in it? Yeah, I'd watch The Rock in the Deadpool movie.
That'd be pretty cool.
Telltale Batman game and Civil War for Dalton.
Yeah, I know he really he's about to lend it to me because he's like, I need someone to talk to about this.
I hear they changed a lot in that movie. A lot. Or the game.
Oh, yeah.
Like the origins of like
some of the characters.
Thomas Wayne and stuff. Yeah, that's all I'll say. Kevin Schenkelberg, Powers of B, says, games that I have played, Witcher 3. I know it's old, but goddamn it is good. Oh, I shouldn't have read it out loud. I don't know if that didn't come out last year, did it?
I don't think it did.
The complete version did.
Yes. I was going to say, yeah, because they did the other thing where...
So you didn't know Kevin hit up, up, down, down, left, right. He put the cheat code in, so it works.
All the DLC on the one disc.
And he said movie was, I don't know if this Anthropod or Anthropoid, a World War II movie about the assassination of Heydrich. I'm going to mispronounce that. Or Hell or High Water, great New Age Western. Honorable mention is Zootopia. No one mentioned Zootopia.
I forgot that that was last year.
Allie, I'm disappointed in you not mentioning Zootopia. She loves Zootopia.
It's on Netflix, but I still haven't seen it.
It's good.
It's pretty good.
Our old friend. Wait, Billy said check yes. Damn it. Okay. We'll get to it in a second. Chelsea Shutt, our old friend, says Overwatch for favorite game, Deadpool for favorite movie. I'm seeing a pattern. She said, bet you didn't see that coming. The best of the best. From pillar to post, rope to rope. God
bless America.
I'm so sorry, Austin. I'm so sorry.
Well, to be fair, this isn't the wrestling show.
You guys need to just start letting me say it. Just defer to me.
Asa.
I will get it right.
Asa, will you say it for me?
It's from rope to rope and pillar to post, the best of the best, Austin Lane.
Who will be back January 28th in CCW, teaming up with Megan Little Bit Wells versus...
Farmer Billy Hills.
Farmer Billy Hills.
And
should I have said her full name? I just realized.
I don't know.
I don't know it's either. Fine. It's probably fine. Yeah, Austin Lane says Ghostbusters for movie and Battlefield 1 for game. I agree with both of those choices. Austin is the one guy that I can rely on to love Ghostbusters as much as I do. I know Tanner liked it too, but I know Austin loved it because Austin's a huge Ghostbusters fan.
Yeah.
He's also pushing for Cody to really watch those originals real hard. David Dillo from Casual Geeks, formerly of Super Game Over Show and a good friend of mine, says video game Final Fantasy 15 / Overwatch. Honorable mention to WoW Legion. It wasn't a huge draw for me, but it was undeniable as a huge update to the franchise. Agreed. Movie, Deadpool. Damn it. Deadpool, really? Indie game, Stardew Valley / Salt and Sanctuary. Stardew Valley is something Bob played a lot, too. He really enjoyed it. It's kind of like, what's the game, Ethan? The farming game.
Harvest Moon.
Mobile game, Pokemon Go, though it's fallen off the map a bit, and I think the new Mario Go will eclipse it fairly quickly. I don't like Mario Run.
One of my really good friends bought it, and he really likes it. Like, he enjoys it. I played it. I wasn't a big we did that entry level or that intro free level live on the air a couple weeks ago, and I don't see me getting $10 of fun out of it, which he says he already has. He and his mom are constantly going back and forth trying to beat each other's scores.
Yeah, but I'm an old school Mario fan. Like, I need to be able to move left or right.
Yeah, be able to that full control of movement.
Yeah. I mean, it's endless. It's one of those runners, and I think it's actually pretty solid compared to a lot of the other runners.
I don't think it's an endless runner.
It's not a runner.
Yeah. It is runner.
Well, see, that's the weird thing is I thought it was an endless runner, so I thought you would just play through it, see how many coins you could get or whatever. But no, it actually has levels like a legit Mario game.
It's just new Super Mario Brothers on the go on your phone.
Yep.
And it's hard to go wrong with that.
I don't know. I'm just not sold. No. He said, also, this year has been a boom for the anime industry. In the U.S., anime is bigger than it's ever been. It's so much easier to get a hold of with streaming services like Funimation Go and Crunchyroll. Truly a great time to be a fan. It's just a shame that what you're a fan of is terrible. David didn't say that. I said that.
All right, Nate.
I'm looking at you real hard. Which, granted, I didn't watch a lot this year, but I had a few good titles.
I kid. Anime, I haven't watched it in a while, but I used to really love it. Lindsay can tell you. And Lindsay, you really loved Yuri on Ice.
It was so good. And I didn't even get into it first because of the whole fangirl thing. Someone posted the theme song to it, and I got hooked. I'm like, I need to see what this is.
What do you like better, Yuri on Ice or Free?
Oh, don't make me pick.
He just did.
No. No. No, I refuse to pick. I like both of them, and I like the fact that the same people that did the abridged version of Free are going to do an Avuria on Ice.
Agreed.
It's going to be awful and terrible.
We'll call it Free on Ice.
And wonderful.
I'm so excited for that YouTube channel.
David Dillo also said, I've heard amazing things about Last Guardian, but haven't played it. Michael McBride, MC, another old friend of ours, and we love MC so much. He said, game, I would give it to Overwatch based on hours played, but for memorable enjoyment, I'm going to give it to The Last Guardian. It gave me a kind of nostalgia for games I loved in the past with some modern touches. Movie?
That really surprises me because I think MC's first time playing Overwatch was here.
I think so too.
When Jesse let him play on the PS on his PS4.
Yeah. Well, maybe he tried it here, loved it, and then
just started
went full ham.
And that's what yeah. I mean. So if that's if I'm wrong, please correct me. But that's especially, and I think the reason Overwatch is getting so many mentions is because of how easy it is to play with friends.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's such a I don't play by myself very often. But when I'm playing with Jesse or here at the store or with everybody,
it's a good group game.
Mm-hmm. Because everyone can fill a role.
Yeah.
And I feel like, especially with our group of friends, everyone has a certain class or character that they're really, really good with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That not a whole lot of people are doubled up on.
Yeah. Because the options are great.
Yeah.
It replaced Super Smash Brothers
as the game.
It really
year.
Did. As yeah. the game, yeah. as the game that I consistently want to go back to.
It's also one of those games that it can really make you mad.
Oh, yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Movie Moana, it's my 1,000 years stranded on a deserted island movie. Kevin replied, didn't you see this 10 times? That is a true story. MC clarified, yes, sir, I'm ready to see it 10 more times, too.
Hence the 1,000 years trapped on a desert island.
Yep.
I wonder if I mail my ticket stubs to Disney, would they send me the Blu-ray?
It's worth it. Worth a shot.
Maybe.
Ali Abear, who was currently asleep on the couch, I think, says, oh, she's awake. Movies Rogue One, of course, and game Unraveled, which is one she has played a ton of.
Yep.
Ethan, you've seen it.
Yes.
I don't think Lindsay's seen it. You're this little yarn guy.
You told
Yarny.
Me about it.
Yeah, and he's
very
cute. Looks like a cat. Yeah, it's a beautiful game, too.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Just gorgeous.
And I know the guy who worked on it poured his heart and soul into it. So
well, you
can
tell. It's a labor of love.
Yep.
Billy Wolfert, to my left, says, I haven't really watched or played much this year, but my picks would have to be Zootopia for movie. I'm so sorry, Billy. Oh, gee, and there's a shocker. Yeah, I said it. And Pokemon Sun Moon for game. If you want to know why that's a shocker, email me at what happens at the podcast stays at the podcast at podzilla1985.com. And last, Hunter Hendricks, Double H, says, I kept playing Fallout 4 through most of 2016, but I enjoyed Uncharted 4 quite a bit while it lasted. Mm-hmm. I've had more time to ruminate on Civil War, but Rogue One makes a solid case for best movie, too.
Yep.
And we wanted to make a special mention of
yeah,
a movie
because,
that he saw.
And so, Hunter, I apologize for speaking for you. But just, I kind of think I might go rent it tonight if Redbox has it.
I want to watch it so bad.
But, in the group chat, it was midnight. He comes in just on fire for Kubo and the Two Strings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm probably saying that
incorrectly. No, it's Kubo.
Kubo, yep. Okay. He was raving about it, said that it's basically the closest thing we'll ever get to a Legend of Zelda movie.
Mm-hmm.
I really want to see it. I haven't yet.
I want to watch it. It's by the same people who did Coraline, mm-hmm. and Coraline was amazing.
I'm not saying stop
motion. And the graphics on this is the next step up. Even just watching, the commercial trailers for it where you actually see the animators and them doing the bit by bit, the amount of detail on these things is, mind-blowing.
Mm-hmm.
I love stop motion animation and do not have the patience for it at all. So the fact that these people make this amazing art form I don't have enough yeah. words for it at
and
all.
It's one of those things where I hadn't even heard of it until he recommended it. And just based mm-hmm. on his recommendation alone, I got really excited for it. I still haven't seen any trailers or anything for
it.
It's pretty
it's
awesome.
Gorgeous.
It's,
we've talked yeah. about it before. One of my great gaming sins is I'm not a huge Legend of Zelda fan.
Mm-hmm.
In just the sense that there's a lot of kind of backtracking and there's stuff that I don't really like about it.
I like the world more than the game.
But I love if I can watch someone just play straight through, I will watch that.
Yeah.
And so mm-hmm. the fact that this is basically that in movie form has uh-huh. me real excited to see it. So,
all right,
I just want to give that a shout out
to the movie depository. Let's get Kubo and the Two Strings. We're gonna go watch it right now. And anyway, that's the show for tonight. Thank you guys for listening to the first show of 2017. I got two quick things I want to say. We're gonna talk about on Tuesday, not for long, but we didn't get to mention the top 100 bestsellers of 2016 according to Steam. I find it interesting these choices.
No, yeah, we can talk about.
So
that.
We'll talk
yeah.
about that on Tuesday. I also want to mention one last thing, and it's on Kotaku right now. It's confirmed that Ariana Grande is in a new Final Fantasy mobile game.
So.
Okay. That's just weird. Ariana, of all the things, Ariana Grande in a Final Fantasy game. Is that not odd to anybody?
No.
Really?
Someone offered her money to do a thing, so she's going to do a thing.
Just of all the people you would pick, why not Mariah Carey?
Because she's popular? Because she's more popular than Mariah Carey
right now?
Apparently
she got real booed about her performance last night.
That's because she lip-synced and it broke. She had an Ashley Simpson moment.
She lost her earpiece, so she couldn't hear herself, so she just stopped singing.
Well, that's better, because I just kept seeing angry posts like she doesn't remember the words to her own song.
Oh, see,
there was an actual sound technician
that was like, if you can't hear yourself sing,
then you don't know.
There's
where it
no
is.
Point in even trying because one, you don't know where you are in the music, and two, your voice is going to be off. Like what you sound like in your head. That's why every single musician when they record wears headphones in the studio.
Yep.
They have those earpieces as they're playing.
Plus, it's hard just hearing anything on the stage.
Well, it makes me feel
stage.
Better that it was a technical issue. Yeah. I was getting real mad seeing people gripe about her.
Maybe she didn't handle it correctly. I still haven't seen the video, so I'm not 100% sure of what all had happened.
I'm going to double check, because from what I read on CNN, it was that she the music looped or something, and her singing looped. And when she realized that the singing, the lip sync was off, she just walked away like Ashley Simpson.
I'm
gonna look into this.
Yeah.
Not that it matters.
Not at all.
It's Mariah Carey. She's gonna make $1 billion tomorrow no matter what.
Yeah.
And I like Mariah Carey,
to be fair. That's why I don't like seeing bad comments about it.
Are you defending Mariah Carey?
Yes.
You defending Mimi? I appreciate that. All right. Thank you guys. We're back on Tuesday with Mr. 100 and the Five Star Man. Have a good one. And, Ethan, since you're never here, take us out.
Happy 2017, everybody. Love